The headline from the latest assessment of American 4th and 8th graders is that over the last 10 years, the achievement gap has been widening between the highest and lowest achieving students. Overall, math and reading scores haven't changed much, but there was a bright spot in Mississippi, which made the greatest leaps of any state in reading. Bracey Harris joins us now. She's an education reporter for the Hechinger Report, and she's in Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, Mississippi is traditionally thought of as a state that scores below the national average. But this year, the fourth graders closed that gap in reading. What happened?
A lot of credit has been given towards, in recent years, the state sort of coalescing around evidence-based practices, such as concentrating on phonics instruction, really providing a lot of professional development to teachers. There's also been an investment by the state in reading coaches that are provided to schools that have a low number of students scoring at or above grade level on the third grade reading gate. And some of the catalysts for that has been attributed to the state's Literacy-Based Promotion Act, which basically requires third graders here to demonstrate a certain level of reading ability before they're promoted onto the fourth grade. And it's almost 1 in 10 third graders are actually being retained this year, and a significant portion of those did not pass that third grade gate.
So how does that help the test scores go up?
The Literacy-Based Promotion Act is sort of the stick, if you will. The threat of having a lot of third graders being held back has caused a lot of school districts to try to strengthen their literacy promotion. One example I've seen in districts in the Mississippi Delta, which has long struggled with a teacher shortage, we've seen some districts sort of rearranging their third grade classes so they have a licensed teacher instead of a long-term substitute.
So does that mean that it would be better for other states that are having problems with literacy to start holding back more, or at least threatening to hold back more students if they can't pass the test?
I mean, that would be a really big policy decision for other states to make. Mississippi is at least one of 16 states that have made mandatory retention laws. But I think, you know, when you look at the eighth grade reading NAEP scores that dropped in 31 states, some of those states that are present might have a mandatory retention law. So there's also got to be sort of an investment, right, made in strengthening literacy promotion and even starting younger than the third grade.
So overall, are kids getting a good grasp of learning how to read in Mississippi right now, or is there still a long way to go?
Yeah, I would say it's sort of a mixed bag. I mean, again, I think it is pretty noteworthy that we have a number of school districts in Mississippi that had to retain more than a third of their third graders this year. And also the gaps between the top percent of scores in fourth grade reading and the bottom 10% of scores in fourth grade in Mississippi, I think it's safe to say isn't narrowing probably as quickly as state officials and educators here would like.
Is there any evidence that holding students back when they're young in third grade, let's say, makes them better off in the long term?
Yeah, there's a lot of contested research around this, and it's sort of an ongoing debate between, I would say, education experts. One of the more recent studies from a Harvard-based professor looking at Florida's retention law saw that holding children back there that did not pass their third grade reading gate neither made them more likely or less likely to graduate from high school. But he also cautioned that that wasn't a, you know, specific endorsement of that law. But there's still sort of a mixed bag of research.
What do parents and teachers think of the retention law in Mississippi?
There's a little bit of disappointment with their children being judged off of a test. One difference between Mississippi and Florida, for example, is in Florida, children that don't pass the third grade gate there often have the option of presenting a sort of portfolio that might serve as an exemption for their promotion to the fourth grade. And Mississippi has a few exemptions for students to gain that promotion, but it's pretty limited. Earlier this year, Mississippi toughened the bar for passage, and I did talk to some parents that felt that their children were being left behind as a result of this policy.
So as someone who has covered public education for a long time, what do you think the one thing Mississippi needs to do to continue making progress on education is?
I would say coalescing around the need for more resources in the state's public school system, just sort of making sure that every classroom in the state has what it needs for that strong evidence-based literacy instruction is going to be one of the keys to moving Mississippi forward.
That's Bracy Harris of the Hechinger Report joining us from Jackson, Mississippi. Bracy, thank you.
Thank you.